Children are so persistent when they need something. They cry when they don't get what they want. If their mother did not allow them, they go to their father and ask her permission. And if they don't get it from their parents, they will call their grandmother or grandfather for help. That's the fate of this pagan Canaanite woman. She made the misery, the suffering, the desolation of her child her own. And she was ready to suffer rebuff, ridicule, and even insult for her child just to obtain healing for her loved child. She had a determined and persistent faith. When I was small, it seems that I'm taller now. I'm still small. My mother always took care of me when I was sick. She was so worried and anxious because I can't eat and move. A mother will always say, if I can, I'm willing to take all my children's suffering. I don't want to see them in that condition. Jesus saw in this woman what will be the faith that we must have. He praises the woman for her faith and for her love. The woman began with an appeal and ended kneeling down in worshipful prayer to Jesus, the healer. Even if Jesus seems to ignore her request, she does not stop praying and begging the Lord. With her effort, the Lord granted her prayer because no one who ever sought Jesus with earnest faith, whether Jew or Gentile, was refused his help. Jesus' ministry was for the Jews, not for Gentiles or pagan, which was come later after his death and resurrection. But this woman succeeded in bringing forward that timetable by repeating her requests in the face of all resistance. Jesus Christ, in one occasion, says that faith can move mountains, and this woman's faith certainly moved Jesus. So, my sisters and brothers, this pagan woman and this incident inspires all of us to persevere even when our outlook seems miserable. She motivates us to keep trying even when our Lord seems quiet, silent, and far. So let us keep on praying. Keep our faith alive. Keep our hope burning, because at the end, the Lord will answer our prayers. Pray always, and pray with love and humility. Pray without ceasing.